Entertainment news for you.
Brought to you by
All Pro Foundation Repair.
What happened to your voice?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm thinking the same thing you are. I don't think I've ever done that before.
Are we joined by a Gordon?
Boy, the bright lights.
No, not yet.
Gordon?
All right.
Is Gordon there?
Okay, so I teased that a Me Too guy is back in action. And I'm not joking when I say this. Louis C.K. is returning to Netflix with a new stand-up special called Ridiculous, which will premiere on the streamer later this summer. He is also headlining the Hollywood Bowl out there in California on May 5th as part of the Netflix Is a Joke Fest.
That's a Cinco de Mayo in some circles.
It is, indeed. So, it's been 9 years since the New York Times published allegations of sexual misconduct against CK from 5 women. 2 of which who said that as he was talking to them about their careers...
Uh-huh. He was taking notes?
Well, no, he took his pants down and pleasured himself while giving them career advice, as one would.
I just don't think the wiring would allow many to pull that off.
How good does the advice have to be where you just fight it out? So he's actually giving me good info here.
Man, I think one of them was it Tig Notaro? That was one of them involved, and the noted actress and comedian herself. Can't remember who the other one was. I could be wrong. That's just stuck in the back of my head. But he apologized and admitted to the behavior, saying, "These stories are true." He says, "I initially thought it was okay because I never showed a woman my thing without asking first."
Huh.
So just in the span of general conversation, he would do that. And to be honest, I'm pretty surprised that, I mean, here we are 9 years down the road and, you know, people get second chances and there's the Mel Gibsons of the world and, you know, these stories are a dime a dozen, but I kind of figured that he would be one of those guys that would always struggle to find any sort of foothold back in that world. And now Netflix has just given him a big old special.
Yeah, it's weird, right? It's my general view on the athletic universe is if they are free as humans, if they have not found themselves behind bars, I often would suggest they're probably allowed to pursue their career and to play professional sports. Like, if there's a debt to serve to society, then fine, but I don't know if you can, like, blacklist somebody out of existing because of something that does not find them in prison. And I'm sure there's horrible holes in that argument that I'm not considering, but that's kind of how I've always been. I mean, like, I don't recommend you go sign Greg Hardy, but if he's free to pursue a football career, I don't know that you should just say, well, we won't be a part of this.
Well, if the market allows it, then it allows it.
That's what I'm getting.
Yeah, if people want to pay to see Louis C.K., which I'm sure there are a lot of people, and a lot of people will be mad just at the reasoning of why he was canceled, just that they'll throw it all as, you know, culture war and woke and all that. So you'll definitely have these people bounce back.
But he is gross, like grosser than gross.
But he was gross before, and then this came out, and it just kind of confirmed that he's kind of a slime ball.
Like, if you knew...
It's different between cancel culture because you tweeted something or said something that people find offensive versus...
You did
if
some
you're actually
really
admitting
gross stuff.
Dropping trout. and doing something that these ladies were not cool with. And then you're just like, yeah, I kind of did it. So,
Lando, can you look up who those women were that
Lando,
he was doing that to?
Put it in your ticker.
You don't have to do that, Lando, but you can if you want to work it in. But yeah, I don't know. I don't care if you get
slippery slope, man.
If you get canceled, fine. But sometimes you do things. Like, what if this was a friend, and you found out that a friend of yours was doing this to women?
Let's say Lando, just for example.
No,
just a placeholder
name.
He's
trying to help us out.
I don't think you would recognize any of these actresses or comedians.
One of them isn't Tig Notaro?
No.
Okay. Well, but I feel like if that was my friend, I'd be like, you know, maybe we probably shouldn't be doing much together anymore. I don't know if that's a good thing. And so he's just, gross people are gross. And
good point.
Boy.
Oh, hey, Gordon.
Are you hearing what we're talking about?
Are you, so Louis C.K.
Well, we're debating whether gross people are gross.
Yeah.
Oh.
And we're taking calls on that.
Louis C.K. just got a Netflix special. So we're 9 years after him admitting that he was pleasuring himself in front of women just while sitting there and having conversation and cups of tea. He would fish it out and go to town.
I think he'd be standing, wouldn't he? That's what I understood it to be, as he would
even
go shut the door and then just stand there and kind of just look with a glazed look in his eye. It's so bad.
So did you think that this guy would ever get, I mean, I'm sure that Netflix has given him $10 million or something like that to do this special. And he's headlining their comedy fest that they're having in the summer as well. Not only doing this, this special on the streamer, but hosting something at the Hollywood Bowl. Didn't you figure he was kind of one of those guys that maybe was not going to get a second chance?
No, I thought that he was a guy who had a chance at coming back because, you know, he was beloved by a lot of people. He was the most popular comedian at the time that it happened.
Yeah, he was huge.
He did acknowledge it and apologize rather than just call everyone liars. The question is, did he apologize enough for people?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, one of his specials that he had, I don't know if it was where it was released, but it says here in 2021, he made a special called Self-Released. Okay, so it was on his website called Sorry.
He has a problem with that, by the way.
Indeed, he does.
Thank you.
Indeed, he does. So maybe there was a special in which he apologized, but yeah, I don't know if he apologized profusely to the actual women that were a part, that had to be a part of this. Yeah, you know, quickly I'd be like, oh, thank you, and just kind of get up and walk. Then does he keep going?
You were a big fan, weren't you?
I went and saw him. Yeah, I went and saw him.
I saw him too.
Probably in 2015 at the Fair Park band shell.
Were you both big Louis C.K. fans? Like, you were always championing him?
Yeah.
I haven't pressed anyone against the wall and demanded that they pledge allegiance to Louis C.K., but I enjoyed seeing him live.
He did.
There are certain bits that are incredibly timeless that he did. I mean, the most stereotypical one is probably the airplane Wi-Fi bit, which I still, sure, I'll watch that and find, you know. I mean, he's brilliant. He's a brilliant comedian. But
he didn't win you back.
No, he didn't quite win me back. There's just some things that are too gross.
Well, he had the opportunity to make a strong comeback, and I think it feels like he didn't apologize enough or, you know, prostrate himself enough. I don't know. Maybe I'm not remembering the history of it. I just remember his initial statement when he came out and acknowledged that these women are telling the truth and that he said that it was wrong what he did, that there was a power imbalance. And
yep. He didn't realize that, though, at the time. So one of the stories that gave me...
When he was arcing it.
Right.
Onto their deck shoes.
They don't have to be deck shoes. That gave me... One of the stories that gave me big tired head over the last 9 months or so was the story of Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively. Justin Baldoni, the director, Blake Lively, the actress, the he said, she said concerning the domestic violence movie It Ends With Us, which I think did pretty well at the box office. But post-release of the movie, there came out that there was this big to-do between the two of them, the director and the star, in which she was claiming sexual harassment. He was claiming that she basically took control of the movie during the production of the movie. She wanted more control, and that she alleged that he hired an army of publicists to retaliate against her. And like, it was just all this he said, she said. Yeah, it was a total mess. Well, now it went to court, and the judge threw out 10 of the 13 claims in the Blake Lively lawsuit, including all the sexual harassment stuff. He allowed 3 claims to proceed to a trial, including breach of contract, retaliation, and aiding and abetting in retaliation. So the meat of it was the sexual assault, to which he said turned out to be nothing more than just minor grievances on set, and that he had a right to defend himself from what he saw as false allegations. So if she was doing that and making false allegations, can't he then turn this around on her and be like, I'm coming after you now?
Well, I don't think he wants to tangle with her too much longer. I think he wants to get out of this as soon as he can. You know, he fought back when she claimed all what she claimed, and she's part of that power couple. They have a lot of power in Hollywood, and everything I've read about her gives me nightmares.
Is she besties with Taylor Swift, from what I remember,
too? Well, Taylor's dropped her now.
Oh.
You know, she tried to use Taylor's friendship
to boost her case, right?
Him, yeah, to boost her case. You know, referred to Taylor as her dragon, you know, like a Khaleesi reference.
Mm.
I think that she comes off as a mean girl to me in a lot of the stories I read. Now, who knows if those are true?
Well, she's not very happy today. And then the one really good movie news that we have, I don't know if you guys saw this. Bob, I don't think you went and saw this. Weapons?
No. It's been recommended, though.
Gordon?
Is that the one about Lando doing Louis C.K. stuff?
No, it's not. The horror movie known as Weapons, in which it was nominated for an Academy Award. And
kind of like Disappearing Kids or something?
Amy Madigan won the Academy Award for her role as the villain in Aunt Gladys. So it's about the movie where 19 school-age children disappear overnight at the same time.
Okay.
At the exact same time, they're gone, poof, in the night. And then it is the story that follows that and how it's all uncovered and how creepy it is. Anyway, it's brilliant. But now there's going to be a prequel. And it's called Gladys, which is Amy Madigan's character that won the Academy Award. And I guess it's a prequel of how she became this monster that she turned out to be in the original film Weapons. So, dude, it was one of the most fun 90 minutes or 2 hours that I've spent in the theater. And not only that, walking out of there, and I was with my two kids, and we all looked at each other and were like, oh my God, what did we just watch? It's one of those movies. It's great. Gordon, you would love it. Love it.
Eh.
No, you would.
Are there car chases and stuff?
No.
Explosions?
No. Nudity?
Did any spaceships blow up? No. While lesbian stuff's going on?
No, there's really none of it, so.
What's the point, then?
They didn't blow up the Death Star.
Sounds awful.
Why did they even make it? All right, let's come back in 3 minutes and do the Rant Revival next.
The Ticket.
It is Thursday. It is the Rant Revival here on the Hardline, just how we like it. And that features the three horsemen of the Saturday morning rant back in the good old days. Gen X Davey Lane could not be with us today. He is in volleyball. But also, Corby Davidson's here, and
nailed it.
Just barely made it, Gordon Keith. Brought to you by
Eatsy's Market and Bakery.
Oh,
and here again, the guys.
Now, Davey's not the one playing volleyball, right?
Well,
no, he's chasing his volleyball dreams.
We're thinking he's trying out for the Olympic team right now.
All right.
Yeah. By the way, an article was sent to us over the break concerning Louis C.K. that Sarah Silverman, noted comedian and friend of...
She let him do it, I think.
She did. She says, I don't know if I'm going to regret saying this. I've known him forever. I'm not making excuses for him. So don't take this that way. We're peers. We're equals. But when we were kids, he asked if he could in front of me. And sometimes I'd go, sure, I'd like to see that. Other times I'd say, F no, you're gross, and we'd go get a pizza. So apparently he's been doing this for decades.
I don't know what, she doesn't mean literally kids. I don't think they knew each other when
they were kids. No, I think a euphemism for
pre-famous.
20-year-old or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pre.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So she used to let him, what we call it landowing.
That's what we all call it, yeah.
Sorry, Lando.
He would do the Lando in front of her.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's always dark in the ticket room.
Yuck. Okay, so we have one crazy-ass story. And, Gordon, I don't know if you saw this earlier this morning. I don't think it came out until after you guys got off the air. And it is the rap kidnapping of...
Rap kidnapping. Is that different than kidnapping?
It is, because rapper Gucci Mane, if you go on Gucci Mane Spotify, does he have... What are we looking at as far as monthly listeners go?
Oh, hold on. I was on his clean playlist. I got to go back.
Oh, no. It's okay. I'm
seeing 16 million.
I was about to say, it's probably 20.
16 million monthly listeners.
16.1.
He's a big deal.
Beyond massive. Huge.
He's been a big deal for a long time now, too.
Yes. Okay, now go back to his clean page. Yeah, Gucci Mane is huge in that world. And apparently, he was robbed and kidnapped in Dallas, according to the Department of Justice.
Where was Lando at the time? I don't know why we're targeting Lando.
I
know.
Is that like the Hall of Justice?
No. The Department of Justice has no relation to the Hall of Justice with Superman and Batman. The Department of Justice said today that 9 people, including rappers Pooh Shiesty and Big 30...
Why don't we get rap names?
Kidnapped and robbed at gunpoint numerous victims at a music studio in Dallas. 8 of the 9 suspects were arrested yesterday in Dallas, Memphis, and Nashville. Include Pooh Shiesty, Big 30, Kadarius Waters, Damarian Gibson, DeMarcus Glover. That's like a double cowboy name.
It actually is.
Darian McDaniel and 4 others. They say that 3 on January 10th, so we're talking about a couple of months ago here, 3 music industry professionals traveled to Dallas for a meeting. Pooh Shiesty arranged the meeting.
As he will.
As we all know that that's what Pooh does better than anyone else is arranges meetings.
He's good with meeting logistics.
And according to the Department of Justice, they were meeting to discuss the terms of Shiesty's recording contract with one of the victims, Gucci Mane, because he first rose to fame with songs like Black in Blood and was signed to Gucci Mane's label before run-ins with the law. So they're in the studio, they're all talking, and Shiesty is there with his 8 co-conspirators, several of whom traveled from Memphis to this Dallas studio. Then they executed an armed takeover, according to the complaint, where Shiesty pulled out an AK-style pistol, forced one of the victims to sign a release from his recording contract at gunpoint. Then the other co-conspirators pulled out guns, robbed the other victims of Rolexes, jewelry, cash, and other high-value items. One of the victims was choked during the robbery to the point of near unconsciousness, according to the Department of Justice. And then Big 30, one of the armed gang, barricaded the door to prevent the victims from escaping. So yesterday, the FBI executed a warrant at Pooh Shiesty's home, and he was released from jail only last year after serving 3 years for a gun charge in Miami in which he pleaded guilty.
Now, are any of these gentlemen Dallas guys?
That's what I can't figure out.
It's just the meeting in Dallas.
I feel like they have to. Some of them, again, it says most of them are from the Memphis area, but why would they all meet in Dallas? Maybe that was maybe Gucci Mane wouldn't go to their hometown of Memphis and was like, let's meet somewhere in the middle if he lives in California, and let's meet in Dallas.
Because of the airport and stuff.
Yeah, you know, the airport.
Can you sing me a little bit of Pooh Shiesty's music?
You want to hear Gucci Mane first? You want to play anything that we would know for a Creighton from Gucci Mane?
Ah, yes.
Scooch. Scooch. Strong talk. Wisdom. Fumble it, I get the bag and flip it and tumble it. Straight out the lot, 300 cash, and the car came with a b in it. Lil' mama a and she gon' f a bag. Pull up to the spot, living too fast, dropping the dope in the stash. In Italy, got too far, they DM me. Draw the top when it's cold.
I feel like Gucci's done a lot of work with Migos. Is that correct?
Dude, that's gotta be Migos back there, right?
Oh no, it is.
Oh, okay,
it is.
Okay,
this is a massive song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know this one. Right, Gordon?
Yeah.
Now, as far as Pooh Shiesty goes,
Los Migos.
I can't help you out much with them. But.
Well, no, but Pooh Shiesty did give us an awesome picture that Brett just shared with me, where he's taking a picture with a stack of money that's about a foot tall in front of a cooler with ice cream selections in front of him. So
Brett's aware of Pooh Shiesty?
Oh yeah. Yeah. He's quite familiar, which gives me pause.
What are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
There's nothing you can do. So yeah, these guys, the gall to try to pull off a stunt like that, I mean, that is ballsy. And it happened right here. But it just says a music studio in Dallas.
This will become part of your walking tour of Dallas, right?
Yeah, I know. Gordon, you can take them away from the LHO.
Sure. You're at the Dallas Theater.
Yeah, I'm curious.
No, it's swing
by.
Which
music studio it was.
The studio where Pooh Shiesty and...
Is this Pooh?
Gucci
this song is so good.
This is Pooh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got my own, if I don't need security in the club. All they wolfing on the net, I thought you was a thug. I ain't got nowhere to go, I shot up everywhere they want.
There's a big age difference here between Gucci and Pooh.
Come get it back in blood. We ain't mask up, no Dodger X, know who it was.
Pooh is merely 26. Whereas Gucci is darn near our age.
Yeah, well, Gucci's got his own label.
Yeah.
I feel like they rap about things that I don't do a lot of.
Where the hook gonna be?
Whoa.
Who? All right, we'll pray for them. So, I heard you guys talking about this morning, the Artemis 2 launch. Which went off right after we crowned David Mino champion of the April Fool's Open. They were nice enough to wait before they launched.
Not really.
The one thing that I don't understand is...
Man, can I circle back on Mr. Shiesty?
Yeah, go ahead.
He was, in April of 2022, sentenced to 5 years and 3 months in prison, but then released last October.
Yeah, I said that. Right?
Okay, you said all that? You covered this? Okay, I'm sorry. I was working on... You know what? I just want to make sure we have the full context here.
Thanks for the help. Well,
what was the crime?
Gun. Shooting.
Yeah, he's... He has a bit of a file, though, unfortunately. We've seen a few things over the course of time.
As some will. So, the thing I don't understand about the Artemis launch going toward the moon is why are we sending this vessel to the moon, around the moon, and then going further past the moon than we've ever gone before? I understand that. Mm-hmm. But then we're taking another shuttle to the moon after this, correct?
What now? You mean like here in the next month or so?
No. But the next launch will be to put people back on the moon for the first time in 50 years or whatever. But this is not, we're not landing on the moon here, right? This is just...
Correct.
Okay. So what's the purpose of why wouldn't they just stop at the moon?
What? You think you do like a
with you on this?
You think you do like a Y turn up there?
We're going this far, and we know how we're planning to do it when we do it here in a couple years. When we put men and women, when we put they on the moon,
yes.
So why not just go ahead and full dress rehearsal?
I don't get it. I don't.
We're stair stepping this. We're a little rusty with our moon travel. We're just getting warm.
And plus, with gas prices the way they are right now.
Well, yeah, fair.
Like, what is their gas bill?
Well, it took 700. Was it pounds? 700,000 pounds.
What?
750.
Hold on.
750,000.
Three-quarters of a million pounds, yeah.
Bond.
I just feel like that, and again, I shouldn't be concerned about space budgets and things like that, but you're going to the moon. These are astronauts. And here's the other thing that I don't understand.
Thank you for establishing that these are, in fact, astronauts.
Why can't they just land on the moon? If we're going to the moon, why not just get on the moon?
I don't think they took a lander with them, like a lunar lander.
They forgot
bring one.
To attach it. The lug nut fell off.
They need extension cords and
well, here's
supplies
the other thing,
and everything.
Because I heard you guys talking about it, and I heard Monty talking about it, too. So for the first 6 hours, the astronauts, they could not go number one because there was a malfunctioning toilet. For the love of God.
And it went bad when the woman was using it. Did you hear that?
Yeah, apparently so. She pulled the handle too hard and broke it and
tried to flush.
She tried to
paper towels.
Flush something she wasn't supposed to.
Now our space toilet's not working. But why do we need to know that? Why is it, if you have a problem with the toilet, why did that get out? Like what?
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that. That's something we don't need transparency on.
No, at all.
That's our tax dollars. We need to know what's happening up there. Oh. We paid for this mission.
With the toilets.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Zero gravity
toilets. Let's take it one further. Would we have known if, because at one point, let's say everything went wrong with the toilets. Everything. And they had to let
everything
go in a bag, okay. Which they did. Some guy peed in a bag.
She did.
Okay. But what if.
That's even more
what
difficult.
What if a hell bag exploded up there?
Uh-huh.
Would we know, would there be a report saying, there is diarrhea floating around Artemis 2 right now.
Yes.
We would know
if there
that.
Was not a report on it, then DJ would have FOIA'd that.
Right.
Or there'd be a murder on there. If someone else got their diarrhea on me in space, I would murder them.
There's zero gravity diarrhea.
Yes.
We wouldn't know. That's I just don't understand
why.
Why
are you so particular, DJ?
Why minutia has to be thrown out to us when we can't just be like, oh, wow, they're going to space. Like, we have four people on board that are literally going further than we've ever gone before. Oh, but the toilet got clogged.
Four people on board.
I think this shows that DJ's not cut out to be an astronaut like the rest of us.
I just like that Corby's more on top of all this than NASA. Corby thinks that the mission is all wrong, that they should be stopping. I'm going to trust NASA on this one.
Have a cup of coffee. Just at least hit the moon. Look, do what the old
the deal.
The old moon people did. Do the bit. Do the golf.
Plant a flag and move on.
Yeah, get your.
Hopefully, they've planned different activities this time.
Well, like pickleball.
Yeah, something different. I mean, we've already established some baselines with space golf, so we know how that works now.
Yeah.
We know how space dune buggies run around the moon. We got that. Now we need pickleball. And
what about like what about a space concert?
Like Mos Eisley Spaceport concert?
Okay, let me hear more.
Well, Neapolitan pizza place.
You've got four people. That's a band right there. What if they
got to have some audience members?
What if they would have spent all the time learning instruments but didn't learn anything about astronauting?
Or are they going to plug in their amps and stuff on the moon?
Do you need that up there? We don't know. We've never
solar
tested
power.
That out. You're right, yes.
What was the Cantina band's name?
Did they have a name?
I think it was...
Did they have a name? No way they had a name.
I think they did, but...
I think they did.
Referenced in the movie.
Referenced in the movie,
no,
but it's part of the lore.
Yeah, it's like in the books. I get them mixed up with Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem of the Muppet
Which
Show.
Which is a great name.
Yes,
I love the name of that band.
Oh, my God. We are so late. All right, Gordon. Thank you. Are you doing Twitch tonight?
Yes, 7:35. You can go online, visit us. And we'll be doing it live at twitch.tv/actualgordonkeith. We'll
get
going for an
that.
Hour tonight, having fun.
Oh, boy, okay.
Bring All back right. Dr. Teeth.
Check that out. Gordon, we love you. Thank you very much. And thank you for yesterday as well. That was a great time.
Bye, Gordon.
Yeah, great event. Fantastic time.
All
See
right.
you guys.
There he goes. Gordon Keith of your morning musers. Catch him tomorrow morning early, and you will catch us asking Mark Cuban, why
the ticket?